Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, helping home buyers and sellers in Middle Tennessee for 20 years. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning, talking some Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Gentry Estes from the Tennessean. Gentry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you. And big congrats to you, Robbie. I haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that a lot. Not much sleep last night, but apparently that's how this goes, Gentry.
Yeah, get used to that. that's your new reality now, pal.
Yeah, I think so. Gentry, Kyle Phillips with an MCL injury. Paul Kuharsky reporting yesterday that could be out in the range of 6 weeks. Obviously, it's not great news for the Titans, not worst-case scenario, but not great news for the Titans. For Phillips specifically, how concerned are you at this point about his ability to stay healthy? I know that it's relatively minor, and it's not like he's going to be out the whole year, but how fair do you think Titans fans concerned about his injury and his durabilities are at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously it's a fair question given what happened last year. I remember going into last season, Kyle Phillips was in line to have a huge role on that team. I think he had 9 targets in the Giants game, and then he gets hurt, and you just don't really see much of him the rest of the way. And, you know, to have something like this happen in a preseason game, you know, obviously, like I said, it's not the worst-case scenario. I mean, he should be back, but it is concerning given the fact that he's clearly who the Titans want to return punts. And I would have to imagine that's how this happened in the game on Saturday night. And, you know, I feel like, you know, there's been so much talk about his size and how he's bulked up this offseason to try to become more durable. And, you know, to have something like this happen before the season even starts, yeah, it's discouraging.
Yeah, so Gentry, this may be a bit of a hot take on my part, but I actually think Mason Kinsey has gotten better. And I've always regarded Mason Kinsey as a classic preseason camp guy, goes in the game, gets a ton of reps in the game, good enough to make some plays. I mean, he's a great story. The guy went to Berry College. But I think he's good enough that I would consider, if I were the Titans, you know, like if you're going to miss Kyle Phillips for whatever, 2-3 games or whatever it ends up being, I would consider having Kinsey active and having him actually bump up a spot and be the new number one slot receiver for whatever plays you really need a dedicated slot receiver. Emma, is that too hot takey for you?
Well, I feel like there are some other receivers in that group who've had a good preseason. I think Kyaris Jackson got banged up in the game too. And to me, that's kind of related to that a little bit. And the fact that I think he could have had a shot to be that guy, depending on how healthy he's going to be. You know, Reggie Roberson's had a good camp, Treshawn Harrison. I mean, there's some guys in that group that I think you could make a case, certainly for the practice squad and maybe to have a role early in the season. But Kinsey, I mean, yeah, it just seems like every year he's a guy who shows up in camp and then kind of hangs around the practice squad. And I don't think it's terribly far-fetched to think he could have a role in the game, no.
Gentry, as you look at Malik Willis and how he played Saturday, how do you view where the backup quarterback competition currently stands, and what did you make of Malik on Saturday night?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Malik did okay. It just feels like you're sitting there waiting on something from him that just hasn't quite happened yet. I don't know what that is specifically, but just the idea of seeing something from him that makes you think, okay, he could be the guy. You know, and when you look at what's happened in the quarterback competition, so much of the headlines this preseason have been about Malik Willis and Will Levis, and, you know, they're battling with each other, but neither of them is anywhere close to Ryan Tannehill. And I think that the best-case scenario for the Titans in all this would have been to have somebody, most notably Malik Willis, probably, given the fact that Levis is a rookie, you know, really start to do some things that make people think about, hey, you know, these guys are nipping at Tannehill's heels a little bit. That's kind of what you want for the future. That hasn't happened yet. Willis has been improved. He's done better this preseason than the previous one, but it does still feel like you're kind of sitting there waiting on something from him to make you really feel like this guy can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if we've seen that yet.
The offensive line, Gentry, has had, I think, some good moments. You know, one really good drive against Chicago, and then finally got it going against Minnesota. Minnesota reserves, a little different than Chicago. But do you feel differently about that group in actual NFL games based on what we've seen recently?
Well, I'll tell you, the you know, coming out of the practices in Minnesota last week, which I felt like the practices were probably a little more revealing than a preseason game would be, and I feel like a lot of what we saw in the Titans and kind of suspected from the practices in Nashville showed up again in Minnesota, both the good and the bad. The Titans' defense was good in those practices. Their pass rush was very good. Good coverage in the secondary, you know, and that kind of goes back to the whole conversation of, well, is the defense that good or is the offense that concerning? But the offense had issues up there too, especially in terms of pass protection. Danielle Hunter had a great practice on Thursday. And so I would still say I'm confident in the defense, maybe a little more this week than last week. Concerned about the O-line, maybe a little more than last week. I still feel like when you look at that team, that's the biggest concern, and we've kind of seen that play out when you go against the best from another team. But I think, you know, going into preseason, I don't think that's shocking, right? I mean, I think we all would have said that when you look at what they're having to do there, basically, you know, reconstruct the whole deal. But I feel like as always, if the Titans can run the ball, they're going to be in pretty good shape. So if I'm encouraged about anything, it's been the ability to run the ball and how Tajay Spears has looked.
Gentry Estes from the Tennessean with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So Gentry, speaking of the defensive side of the ball, how good do you think this pass rush will be for the Titans this year, based on what you've seen both in practices against the Titans offense, but also in joint practices last week against Minnesota?
Well, pretty good. And again, it's not just the edge rushers. It's the interior pass rush, most notably Jeffrey Simmons, guys like him, Denico Autry. Tier Tart, I thought, had a really good preseason game. I feel like they're able to really overwhelm an offensive line. And it was, I thought, important to see that same sort of thing happen in Minnesota that we had been seeing in Nashville, because I think it did give some credence to the fact that these guys really are that good. They weren't just beating up on a bad O-line in Nashville. And I think with, you know, Arden Key was probably an underrated pickup in terms of NFL free agency. I feel like Aziz in the middle of the defense has also been very good. And that whole front seven is looking pretty good. And they're also, we don't talk about it as much either, but I feel like the secondary's been playing a lot better too. They're very physical back there. When you watch those practices last week, this is a secondary that's going to force some referees into some tough decisions. They play very physical, and they're going to get some flags for it, but it's the kind of thing, it's like basketball, you know, they're not going to call a foul every time down the court. So if you just set kind of that standard of physicality, that seems to be the way they're covering right now. I like that. I think that's a pretty notable improvement for a team that was, did so poorly against the pass last year. So I think that's actually, if I'm looking, you know, they were good against the run last year, pretty good pass rush the last couple of years, but I think where the defense is really making a leap might be in the secondary, where you got to hope, again, guys stay healthy, because I don't know how deep they are back there, but the starting group looks pretty good.
All right, I need a name here, Gentry. Who is going to lead this team in extra points and field goals this season?
Michael Badgley? No, I don't
know. That's a possibility.
At this point, you would really like to see one of those guys kind of step up and make that an easy decision, and that has not happened. So a lot of times when that sort of thing happens, maybe the answer is an outside hire. I don't know if they're there yet. I guess we'll see what happens as we go here. But the games have been like the practices, right? You know, some good and some bad. And you kind of go into this. This was a bit of a gamble all along for the Titans. No matter what, they were going to be leaning on a guy who didn't have a lot of experience. And, you know, that can be tough to do. You need to have a lot of faith in that position. And I don't know if those guys have done enough to really generate that.
Gentry, last thing here for you. You were in the house on Saturday night for Nashville SC. What did you make of the game, the environment, and what this could mean for Nashville SC in this market as they move here.
Yeah, it was a big moment for the club, for sure. And I feel like, you know, from the standpoint of, I don't know if they'll ever be able to recapture that, honestly, all things considered, when you throw in the fact that it was a cup final, and but also having Lionel Messi there for the first time. And, you know, it was something, it was a moment they'd never experienced, but it may be one that they don't experience again. I mean, that really was something special. If you would have, you know, if you're the club, surely you would like to have won. You know, it comes down to penalty kicks and the goalkeepers have to get involved. I mean, it was really about as close as it could have possibly been. You would have liked to have. I'm not a big fan of penalty kicks, never have been, for games like that. It feels like a coin flip in a lot of ways to me. And I think that's kind of what it came down to. So you probably would have liked to have, I would have liked to have seen it end another way. But in terms of just the event and everything that went into it, I mean, it was, you know, Nashville SC was on center stage in our sports landscape, and that has not happened a whole lot.
Ginger, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, you bet. Take care, guys.
Ginger Estes from the Tennessee and our guest here on Robbie and Rexall. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. More on that coming up next. Speaking of the Titans, tune into the Chase McCabe Show and Caroline Willie and D-Mace today and tomorrow as they broadcast live from Titans training camp. They'll get player interviews, deliver the latest updates with Titans practice as the team preps for the 2023 season. Coverage of Titans training camp is presented by the Simmons Bank Open, Parman Energy, Caudill Vet Clinic, and the new Cumberland Development. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.